Hello, this is Mark Wills for Learning Without Borders, and we're going to talk about the early years of my own personal relationship with James Bond. Well, my first memory of James Bond is going to the cinema with my parents and my best friend at the time to celebrate my 8th birthday. We all went in the car to the Pilot Cinema in King's Lynn, and there was a double bill of James Bond films. Now, at the time, usually, when you went to the cinema, you could watch two films in the same session, and this was called a double bill. The first film that we saw that day was You Only Live Twice, and the second was Goldfinger, and both starred Sean Connery as James Bond. What I remember most about You Only Live Twice, the film that I liked most that day, is the theme song, a wonderful song sung by Nancy Sinatra, and then lots of action scenes taking place in a volcano. Then a year later, in 1973, I went with my grandmother to the Odeon Cinema in Leeds to see what is still my favourite James Bond film, Live and Let Die. Now, Live and Let Die was the first in a series of films starring a new actor as James Bond, this new actor being Roger Moore. There are so many things that I love about this film. The first of these being the theme song, written and recorded at the time by Paul McCartney and Wings, and more recently recorded by Guns N' Roses. Then there are the settings, which are the Harlem neighbourhood of New York, New Orleans, and a fictional Caribbean island called San Monique, which could very well be Haiti because of the presence of voodoo in those particular scenes. Then there is a fabulous Bond girl, played by Jane Seymour, called Solitaire, who is a mysterious and sensitive tarot card reader, and a magnificent villain called Baron Samedi. Then there are all kinds of different action scenes taking place in a cemetery and in speedboats and on a train. It really is a non-stop, action-packed roller coaster ride through the sound and colour of the story. I really recommend that you see this film if you get the chance. Live and Let Die. What a film.